The next patient is Celia Fowler. The last name is F-O-W-L-E-R. First name, C-E-L-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old white female that has a history of end-stage renal disease. The etiology of this kidney disease is unknown. The patient has been on hemodialysis for over a year. A coma during the process of the treatment of the end-stage renal disease. The patient was found with malignancy in the sigmoid colon. She had to be prepared for the surgery. Evaluation from the cardiovascular point of view was done, and eventually the resection of the colon was done no more than 3 months ago. The patient has had complete recovery from the surgery. The need for chemotherapy was not established. In other words, she didn't need chemotherapy. The patient has been with a diet. The main problem is the compliance with the diet related to the end-stage renal disease. The forgetfulness in terms of taking the phosphate binder, and for that reason the phosphorus is all the way up. And the caloric intake has been increased, and for that reason she has obesity. Period. Today comes for a follow-up of the colon cancer and the general condition, and we found out that she continues to smoke. Number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. The practice is discouraged. The morbidity and mortality associated to smoking and the nicotine abuse were discussed with the patient. It is imperative for her to quit smoking. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency that is on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. We are going to check the uric acid. Following number, she has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure today, 108/68. Following number, morbid obesity. The patient has a BMI that is above 31. Following number, a history of hyperlipidemia. She's supposed to be taking Lipitor. We are going to check those numbers and labs at the kidney center. The patient was advised to come back to us in 2 months for follow-up. We spent 30 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 16 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.